All right, we got the newest member of the Colorado Avalanche. That sounds weird.
Yeah.
Been in Toronto for 10 years, drafted, developed, played a long time.
Grew up here.
Here is Nazem Kadri on Overdrive. How does that sound, Nazem, that you're a Colorado Avalanche? Is that kind of sunk in yet or what?
Definitely sounds weird for sure, but it's something I'm definitely not used to.
Well, we've been talking about Kawhi, and I'm sure you're aware of this, that, you know, the belief is he's in Toronto or whatever. If you got a chance to meet with him this afternoon, would you campaign for him to sign with the Raptors, or would you campaign for him to sign with the Denver Nuggets?
You know what? That's a tricky question. At this point, I enjoyed watching Kawhi so much. I'd, you know, probably try to recruit him to the Nuggets, but, you know, I'm pretty sure that's not going to happen, so I'm hoping the best for the Raps.
Okay. That's a quick turn.
We'll take that.
All right, Nazem, if you're talking to Kawhi Leonard, you've been here 10 years, and you've seen the team go through some struggles. You yourself has kind of grown and matured and turned into a man and an adult here. What are the good parts about playing in Toronto, and what potentially are some of the tougher parts about playing in Toronto when you're a star athlete?
Yeah, I mean, there's pros and cons to every situation, but I mean, Toronto obviously is a great fan base with educated and fun fans to be around, and it's a great city, a great sports town. They support their athletes and their teams, and obviously the perks around the city aren't too bad either, but. That being said, you know, some of the cons, obviously it's a high pressure situation. You're under the microscope. Privacy is limited, but, honestly, I was willing to sacrifice all that just to play in a great market and an A1 class organization.
I always felt like you channeled that celebrity, that popularity. Leaf fans loved the way you played. And your whole journey of being a 7th overall pick, Team Canada player, and a guy who finally came up. When you came up, you made a big impact. We all remember, you know, Hockey Night and Don Cherry bringing you on the show and all that kind of stuff. Was that actually the case? I mean, did playing in a city like Toronto and what it represents, did that somehow kind of boost your game and motivate you that much more?
Well, I think it did. I mean, you know, it takes a special type of player to play in a market like Toronto and to succeed in a market like Toronto. So, you know, I think, I was able to kind of put the distractions aside and focus on what I really had to do. I mean, not saying it was all, rainbows and butterflies all the time. There were some hard times that you really, you know, had some self-doubt and had to battle through adversity. But, I was always... You know, pretty mentally tough and able to, just move forward.
Naz, I was a Toronto kid. I played here 4 years. I was traded away. I found those next couple days quite difficult. You had a bit of an idea that a trade might be coming. You'd been talking to the organization previously to the trade to Colorado. Just what the last couple days have been like for you personally on an emotional level, your family, your parents, who... You took great pride in representing the Toronto Maple Leafs, wearing that jersey. What's it been like, kind of knowing that's not going to happen anymore?
It's hard for sure. It was an emotional time, and you know the last few days were it was a bit overwhelming because you know I'd only been traded once before in my entire career, and that was in junior, and I was being traded to my hometown team, so it didn't even feel like a trade. So this is something that was out of my comfort zone, but. You know, that being said, moving on to an organization like Colorado and seeing their future and seeing the players that I could be paired up with, certainly makes it, it's never going to be easy, but certainly makes it easier.
With Nazem Kadri, when Tavares signed here last summer, did you think this could be a possibility at some point?
Being here 10 years, it's not the first time I ever heard my name come up in trade talks. And, I never really let that bother me or, I kind of, just tried to brush it aside every time I heard something like that. But I really started to get the notion that it might become serious in the last, week or two. So I tried to just mentally prepare myself. But, emotionally, my heart's with Toronto. And, I've been here for so long that, it's hard to say goodbye. But... I'm being put in a fortunate situation, and Joe Sakic and the Avalanche have a great thing going on over there. So, and hopefully we'll see the Buds in the finals.
Well done. Nicely done. Now, you are in Colorado now. Can you just walk us through the logistics? I think you had a 10-team no-trade list, widely rumored, deal with Calgary and whether that went through or not. When do you put in your list of 10 teams that you don't want to be traded to? Is that done in the fall, or does the team ask you just when they start entertaining the offers? Like, how do you exercise that right?
Well, I mean, you just try to take as much time as you need and, feel out signings. And, it's tough with the RFAs and the UFA situation to, ballpark the salary cap. But you do the best you can. And, you try to submit your list every year before July 1st. And, really try to strategize to give yourself the best opportunity if you decide to move on or to maybe, make it as difficult as possible to be moved, because, ultimately this is the place that I wanted to stay. But like I said, I submitted my list. Colorado was a place that I could definitely see myself in, and, I'm excited for the future.
With Nazem Kadri, you're going to step in there and play a big role. Joe Sakic was asked about your history here in Toronto, and specifically, we know your rap sheet, if we can call it that, the suspensions and what's happened the past two springs against Boston. He had a pretty good line. He said, as long as we don't play Boston, you're going to be fine in the playoffs.
He'd probably be happy to play Boston in the playoffs.
That means you're in the Cup final, exactly. But
exactly.
What was it about, the Bruins? Was it the Bruins in particular in your history? You were on that team in 13, obviously, in Game 7, and we all know you scored. I think you scored the 4-1 goal, to be honest. But take us through, the suspensions and how it got to that point.
I mean, well, yeah, I'll always, you guys know I'm what type of player I am, and I have my heart on my sleeve, and I'm a heart and soul guy, and I play on the edge, and I play with a lot of passion and emotion, and sometimes that can get the best of you. But obviously, I like to stand up for my teammates, and I'll do anything for my team. Looking back on it, obviously I wish it could have went a lot different. Because I did feel like I had, a serious impact in that series, prior to what happened. But it's just one of those things, man, where you just get too passionate, and I want to protect my teammates and stand up for them. And it just was an unfortunate situation, but I don't think that had anything to do with my future in Toronto.
So now that you are heading down to Colorado, a decade, Naz, you've been here. What's your reflective moments? What are you going to take away from your time as a Toronto Maple Leaf?
You guys might be on the phone for a while if I get into that. But like you said, man, it's a decade. That's a long time. Toronto's always going to be somewhere that's home for me and close to my heart. But time goes on, and this is a sport where business comes before that sort of thing. So I understand there's no hard feelings, but just watching the team evolve, being on it for years, seeing the players coming in and out, the managers, the coaches, where we've where we were in the cellar to where we are now, I think it's pretty remarkable. All the outdoor games, playoff series, it's endless good memories and something I'm always going to cherish.
So you're going to a good team, man. Like Colorado, they're a good team.
You got to step on the bike work, Naz. You know what that thin air is like when you play out there. Right. You better be ready.
What's that
going to
be like?
I think it's going to be fun. That's, like I said, that's, obviously a few days after I'd heard, it was very difficult for me. But, then it started to resonate and sink in, and I started thinking about the positives and, just Colorado's organization and how highly they spoke of me with Joe Sakic and Jared behind the bench. They're beyond excited to have me, and ultimately at the end of the day, it feels good to be wanted. And I'm going to give them everything I have, and they know that.
When John Tavares arrived, you did what you were asked to do and did it as willingly as you could. It was play third line center, different role, different opportunity, ice time, all that. You're coming off of 230 goal seasons in a row, and they brought in a guy who kind of bumped you down the roster. How difficult was that, and how excited are you now to go to Colorado, where you're very likely to be back as a top two centerman playing the kind of quality ice you had the previous couple of years?
Definitely. I mean, that's I think that's where I belong, and where most people think I belong. But No, I just they did what they had to do. If you know, if a player like JT was on the market and you had you know, the ability to acquire a talent like that, I mean that's kind of a no-brainer. So, you know, I got like I said, I got no hard feelings. JT's my guy. I wish, you know, him and you know, the team the best of success, and I'm always going to be watching and rooting for him. But you know, at the end of the day, if you don't win, things have to change, and you know, they definitely did.
You guys are going to be rolling through Toronto pretty early into the season.
Do you know the day? You must know the day.
Oh, December 4th.
I love it.
December 4th, back nice. At Scotiabank.
Nice.
Would you, if you could pick, sure you'd rather both, but if you could pick one to get a huge reaction out of the crowd, because it's going to be all about you when you come back here, would you rather score a goal that night or throw a monster hit mid-ice?
You know what, man? That's a tough one. It depends who I'm lining up. If it's like Mitch coming through the middle or something, I'm definitely gonna, you know, try to give him a give him a little shoulder. But no, I'll definitely take the goals. And like I said, it's gonna be an emotional time for me to come back. And you know, that's not something I've experienced a lot in my career. But you know, this is new territory for me. So. Like I said, I'm always one to adapt and adjust to new situations, and you know, this is just another one of those things.
Well, we wish you nothing but success and the best of luck going forward with the adjustment. I mean, you're going to be back on that second line. I think most people expect you'll continue to put up big, big numbers, and we look forward to having you back in Toronto early December, and I'm sure we'll catch up again down the road. Thank you, Nazem.
All right, guys, no problem. Appreciate it.
There's Nazem Kadri.